Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 61st week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Anyway, that's what they thought about their brother Joseph. 22 years ago, he's in a pit, and now here he is, the ruler, so to speak, of Egypt. And I imagine they thought, uh-oh, we are in trouble now. He sent everybody out, and it's just Joseph and the brothers. And that's why it says in verse number 3, they could not answer him. They were troubled at his presence. Again, that word troubled means terrified. They didn't have boots back then. They had sand, but they were shaking in their boots. They were troubled. They were terrified. And then Joseph calmed them, because look in verse number 4-8. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near to me. And he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. Now I want you to notice the next few verses, we're going to talk about it. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the families been in the land, and yet there are 5 years. So that's where we get our 22 years. Remember, there's still yet 5 years. So now he's 37. Are y'all following the thought? 2 more years into the famine, 5 more to come. That's where we get our timelines, okay? And there are yet 5 years in which there shall be neither eating nor harvest. There's still 5 more years of famine. And look at verse number 7. And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity. We're going to get that in just a second. In the earth to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. You know, God has a plan and purpose in our lives. We're going to find out later, really, the whole theme of Joseph's life, where men meant it for evil, God meant it for good. Amen. And he's bringing that out. But it was God who did this and hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. We see in verse number 4, after he revealed himself to his brothers, they were troubled. They didn't know what to say. Well, Joseph put their minds at ease, and he wasn't holding a grudge. And he wasn't going to take revenge upon them. Joseph had learned that God had used him to preserve his family and to bring them down to Egypt. Notice in verse number, where's the word for posterity? Seven, preserve you and your posterity. Literally, that means your children and your grandchildren and generations to come. Which we know, we talked about this a week or two ago. Because of the line of Judah, Jesus would come through the line of Judah. And because of that, Jesus was able to be. Now, God could have done anything he wanted, but this was God's plan to preserve Israel. Not just Israel, Jacob, but the whole family of Egypt. And that's what he's talking about, the posterity. Everything was according to God's will and plan and sovereignty. And Joseph realized this after all these years. He couldn't understand it. Remember when he dreamed those dreams about when he was 17 years old and his brothers bowed in obeisance to him. And even the sun, the father, the sun, moon, and stars of the second dream. Even Jacob said to him, son, you think I'm going to bow down to you? Remember, he's 17. Remember the story? Well, that's what my dreams were, Dad. And I remember weeks ago when we looked at that, it said that Jacob observed him. Talking about Joseph. In other words, in the back of Jacob's mind, now this is when Joseph was 17 and he was Jacob's favorite son. In the back, when it says he observed him, in the back of Jacob's mind, what it really meant, well, I just wonder, could it be? Could it be? Well, now some 22 years later, these things have come to pass. But it was all Joseph realized that it was according to God's plan. Look in verse number 5, 7, and 8 again. We're going to look at that. Verse number 5. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Reuben, Judah, Simeon, Issachar, all your other brothers, you think you did this, but God did this. God allowed this to happen. Verse number 7. And God sent me before you to preserve your posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. Verse number 8. So now it was not you that sent me, but God. Isn't that an amazing thought? Now, I am not a Calvinist. I am far from a Calvinist. But I'm telling you, God has a perfect plan for every one of our lives. Okay. God has a perfect plan. I won't say this, but I won't say it. God has a perfect plan for every one of us here today. But we also have a will. Okay. Sometimes we can usurp our will over the Father's will. People do it all the time. Give me an example. Somebody takes their life. It's not God's will for somebody to take their own life. You understand that. But yet, they usurped their will over the Father, the God's will, the Father's will, and took their own. It was not God's will for them. Are you following the thought? A lot of times, no, let me tell you, many times, we usurp our will over the Father's will. Now, I'm preaching to the choir here this morning because y'all are in Sunday school. I hope you stay for morning worship, okay? It's God's will for us to assemble together and worship. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves, as a man or some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Boy, I could go on that one for a while. I believe the Lord could come today. Amen. If you believe... You have to go through the tribulation and help yourself, but you've been wrong before. Okay, the Lord can come today. All right, matter of fact, in a month or two, I'll be back on the book of the Revelation, and we're going to get out of Genesis. We're going to jump back into Revelation. Anyway, it's God's will for every believer to assemble together. Amen? But I'm safe to say that not every believer, every church member, on air down at Westville Missionary Baptist Church is going to be with us today. Now, I'm excluding those who are unable. I'm thinking Miss Peggy. Miss Peggy was here last week, and she is unable to be with us. God knows these things. Brother Elmore would love to be with us. God knows it. I'm talking about those, I'll be mean for just one second, those backslidden, mossy back Baptists. I ain't going to church today, but it's God's will for them to go. Are you following? That's just one tiny example how sometimes we usurp our will over the Father's will. He wants us to. Let me give you another one. This God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God wills every man to salvation. God's not willing. He doesn't want anybody to die and go to hell. Yet the multitude of people on this earth, you know what I'm talking about. They usurp their will over the Father. God wants you to be saved, but if you don't want to be saved, that's your own free will. But yet we see this principle in Genesis chapter number 45, that Joseph understood some things in his life. God had a plan for Joseph. He couldn't understand, why am I being thrown in a pit? Why am I being sold to Potiphar? Why am I being thrown in this prison? Why? But looking back, hey, God had that perfect plan. We see in these verses, God knew, God planned it, and praise God, God's in control.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this week at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our Vacation Bible School. From June 7th through the 11th, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS for pre-K through ages 14. That's Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Friday night will be a special family night where we'll have food and games for everyone to enjoy. We hope to see you out here this week. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.